Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday, and what great timing that we could have a Preds player join us. It is the one and only Steven Stamkos, who had quite a night last night as he scored very quickly, two goals in the first period and then four total in the 7-2 win against the St. Louis Blues. Steven, I know you got to be feeling good today, but maybe a little tired. What's up?
No, you're feeling good after a couple games like we've had the past two at home. Guys are feeling pretty energized and pretty happy about our performance, and we just got to find a way to keep it rolling here on the road as we head out today.
You mentioned the last two games, but I really feel like it's been the last couple of weeks that we have seen more of what you guys know you can be. And I've heard you guys actually say that since you got back from Sweden. I feel like the play has gotten more to your standard. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I'd say that's fair. I think sometimes even a trip like that can have an effect on the season. I know we had a blast over there in Stockholm, and it was really cool for us to go over there and play in front of, you know, friends and family of Phil and Willie, and to get a win there and come back and feel a little bit better about our game. And it just kind of boiled down to it was at a point of the season where we needed to start putting some good games together and kind of stay alive in this playoff race. And I think guys realized that pretty quickly that, you know, you can't make the playoffs, you know, after 30 games, but you can certainly put yourself in a tough position to make it. And we put ourselves in a much better position than we were, you know, 10 games ago. And that was the goal. And now we've got to find a way, like I just said, to continue that.
Talking with Steven Stamkos, and you know, I'll ask this more with your game personally and also the game of the team as a whole, because we're seeing you score more, we're seeing Phil, we're seeing Ryan O'Reilly. I mean, the other guys, that's what they, Marcia Show, what you guys do. Is it more that something has changed, or is it you guys stuck with it, and by sticking with it, almost like a pitcher in baseball, you work through whatever was going on, and now the puck's going in the back of the net?
Yeah, I think it's probably a little bit of both. I know we've switched some things up in the lines that have maybe sparked some more offense and given guys more confidence to go out and perform. I mean, as an athlete, anytime you can play with a confidence, it's a huge thing. And I know it's a tricky word, because what does it even really mean? But it's just feeling good about your game, you know, especially heading into certain situations where maybe earlier in the year we just didn't have that extra gear. And obviously the guys that you mentioned are the leaders of the forward group anyways, and are counted on to score goals and produce offense and help your team win. And usually that's the case. You know, those guys are usually going well when the team puts, you know, I think 6 of 8 together like we have. It's because, you know, the guys that you count on and expect to help your team win are feeling good about their game and they're producing. So it goes hand in hand, and that's something that we needed certainly from those guys, is to, you know, play, you know, to a higher standard and play more consistently. And then you add in the guys that have certainly been a big part of that as well, with the younger core and Svetch and Woody and Vange, and, you know, the list goes on. So it's been a great mix, and that's why we're having success.
Well, and that was my next question, because, you know, so many times in your career, you've had the guy that could feed you the puck and you obviously finish it. Now I feel like the young guys are filling that void, whether it's Matt Wood or Svechkov, like you said, showing up on the score sheet last night. So how have you seen those guys in their game develop? Because I feel like the confidence is just, especially from a guy like Woody or Evangelista, like the confidence is just there.
Yeah. And again, whether it's your first game or your 1,000th game, if you're playing with that confidence, you see it, right? You feel it on the bench when you're watching a guy, you know, make a play that when the confidence isn't there, he's not making. And you're starting to see that more consistently now, where those guys are playing with the poise and confidence and making the plays. And that's why, like I just said, we're getting the results, because, you know, it finally feels like, you know, everyone's playing their game at the same time, and that's what good teams do. And Not everyone's going to be going every single night, but if you can have the majority of guys going, that's when you're able to play well and feel good about your game. And those guys have certainly done it the majority of this year. And I think Svech is just getting better and better every game. Obviously, probably not the start that he wanted from an individual standpoint, but that was the case for a lot of us. And he stuck with it. He's put in the work, and it's nice to see him get rewarded as well.
Steven Stamkos is with us. So, you know, I've had coaches tell me that momentum is not a linear thing, that it doesn't necessarily go game to game, but confidence does. So is that what you guys kind of look at right now as, hey, we're playing much better. We got some confidence, but also keeping in mind that you're going to the last two teams you beat, you're about to see them at their place this weekend, of knowing you got to stay on top of things so they don't. You know, they don't get you. They don't figure some stuff out. So is it more confidence than momentum?
Yeah, I think so. And whether that's individual confidence or, a collective team confidence, it's just, unfortunately, we're not in a position to just rest on a few good games, right? We need to keep putting it together. And that's going to be the challenge, is that, yeah, we're feeling good about our game right now, but you can't just take a night off because, we've won 6 of 8. We're not in that position in the standings to have that luxury. So the mindset has to be, let's keep digging here. And it might not be a win every night. Maybe it's a game where we, get a point, but you need to start collecting points, we don't need a crazy streak, but we got to keep doing what we've been doing. And we've talked about it internally, is kind of like that 2 out of 3 mentality. And, we've certainly done that, and it's a good goal to have, and we want to keep that going.
So how do you personally celebrate a game like last night? I mean, it's not the first time you've scored multiple goals in your career, but I know it's got to be fun. You have the crowd into it and cheering you on and you guys on. So do you take a moment at some point after the game or today to, kind of look at that and go, hey, well, that was kind of fun?
Yeah, I think when you're in it, and feeling the way I was last night in terms of, going back to that word confidence. I mean, every time I touched the puck, I felt like something good was going to happen. And that's a feeling that you want to try to ride out as long as possible. It's something that, as an athlete, when you have that feeling that you kind of demand the puck, you want the puck, or as a pitcher, he wants to stay in the game and strike out the next batter. It's just that feeling that you have, that sometimes you lose and you search for, and sometimes when you have it, you feel like you're never going to lose it. So that's what I was feeling, last night. And I think it was kind of just building off that game. I know I didn't have any points individually against Colorado the game before, but I think I had 6 or 7 shots on that. I could feel that things were coming, and you just try to build off that from game to game. And but when you score 4 goals in an NHL game, it's tough not to crack a smile on the ice. I think you saw that from my reaction after the 4th goal, where it just felt like the puck's following you around tonight because you're in the right spots and you're getting to areas that you need to get to. And it was certainly a great feeling.
How has Andrew Brunette played a role in all of this? Because obviously he's the coach, so he's going to catch the most heat. I know you guys, try your best to tune out the noise, but for Barry Trotz and management to stick with him, for him to stick with, hey, this is how I coach, this is my system. Yes, there's going to be adjustments, but how has he factored in, and how happy are you that you guys are able to play better and also support him at the same time?
Yeah, I think it was like we talked about earlier, we felt like we had more to give as players at the beginning of the season, and for whatever reason it wasn't going. But I talked about it last night, and after someone asked me a question, and I said, you got to show up to the rink every day no matter what and put your best foot forward. And that's what Bruno does, and that's what our coaching staff does. Whether we lose 7-2 or we win 7-2, at the end of the day, you got to come in, you got to do your work. And for them, that's a ton of video to get us ready and prepared for games. And once the game starts, I mean, it's up to the players to go out there and execute. They put the plan in place, but they can't go out and play for us. So, like you mentioned, when things aren't going well, obviously the coach, usually gets the most heat because that's just the way our sport is. That's the way sports in general is. But he certainly hasn't lost the faith of the players, and I think that's the most important thing is that you can rely on your coach and your coaching staff to continue to prepare you no matter the situation. And it's like a player. I mean, when things aren't going well, you can't be just, pouting and giving up and, not enjoying what you're doing because it usually goes the other way when that happens. So I think collectively as a group, from the coaching staff to the players, we found something, and we're just trying to keep that going right now in terms of the success we've had in wins. And at the end of the day, you can't rest on that. Like I mentioned, it's 30 games into the season. We're still not in a playoff spot. We're not in the position that we wanted to be in, but we're getting close, and we have to keep going.
Well, it's fun to watch right now, and good luck on this road trip to Colorado and St. Louis. Hopefully you guys can keep it going, but I appreciate the time today. It's good to catch up with you, and again, congratulations on last night and the run as of late.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. Good talking to you.
And that is Steven Stamkos, a four-goal night for him in the 7-2 win over the St. Louis Blues. They'll hit the road for a two-game road trip starting tomorrow night in Colorado. We'll have more coming up next from Duncan in Mount Juliet. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. Appreciate Steven Stamkos for joining us as the Preds get that big 7-2 win last night against the St. Louis Blues. You were there, and I know we're signing autographs. You had a big honor.
Huge. Great
yeah.
night.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And then I'm like, everybody's going crazy. I'm like, oh, I'm on the Jumbotron. And it was some Preds player beating the snot out of somebody from the Blues last night. And then the crowd just went crazy last night when it was McCarron. Was that who it was? 47?
Yeah.
Just got tied up in the corner over there and just started wailing that dude. And Stamkos' four goals were fantastic. They were beautiful. Great interview. Crowd went crazy for that too, but something about when two guys start fighting on the ice and your guy beats the other guy down is really cool. That doesn't happen anymore, right? We don't have those.
Not as much.
Because they got away from it because it was the injuries and the goons and all that stuff. But look, man, I think that's what kind of set hockey apart. But I took my frustrations out when he took his out to beating that guy up. So it was something to watch at last night. So hopefully get on a nice run, win some games on the road, and come back, have the momentum, and springboard into 26 and make a nice run off of it.
Indeed. We'll talk to Michelle Kennedy from the Predators, the president and COO, coming up here in just a few minutes on Chase and Big Joe. We've had several people come by and drop off toys as well. Appreciate Brandon for doing that from Hermitage, and a lot of our listeners, and so and a few others as well. I didn't catch everybody's name, but thanks so much. Really cool to see.
So the bin is overflowed. Then we got I got another bag over here, and that's overflowing. So once again, you guys are fantastic. We heard Miss Luckett on from National Children's Alliance talking about the impact of a stuffed toy, what it does for the children, and they kept back for therapy, and they had that same stuffed toy or stuffed animal with them. It goes so far, so we are truly grateful for all the help and the outreach you guys have done this week. It truly warms our heart.
Joey from Gallatin said, years and years of knowledge just spill out of Stammer's pores. He is going to be a huge reason why these youngins keep developing like they are. Trotsky will always be known for pulling the trigger and picking him up. Go Preds. And look, I think now he's scoring. I mean, he's got, I think it's close to 9 goals in 7 games, including 4 last night.
So 12 on the season. Is that what I saw?
11 or 12, yeah. And then points wise, I mean, that's going up too. So I mean, he is not where he wants to be, or where everybody expect him to be. But I think definitely getting better. He's at 15 points, but 12 goals.
Well, again, you can't. If they beat Colorado tomorrow night, it's not worth 16 points. Right? It's worth 2 points. It's a game, and I hate that cliche more than anything, game at a time. But it truly is. You go out and you win. Saturday versus Colorado, get 2 more points. Beat St. Louis again, 2 more points. Start adding them up, and the team goes on a nice run. Next thing you know, you're back in the thick of it, and it's I'm telling you, if you just moved here, watching a Preds playoff run in late February into March and April is simply fantastic. Hope we can have that again this year.
I can tell you this, like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, he was towards the bottom of the standings and goals on the team. He now leads the team in goals with 12.
Good.
So that's how much it can change.
You know, it's like you look at the stats for years for this hockey team. Nobody ever made the top five.
Right.
There's not goal or – I mean, Pekka did for goalie and saves for so many years. But, like, offensive-wise, there was never anybody there. So it would be good to see a Preds player once they can crack that top five.
Yep, 100%. What's going to happen tomorrow night? He's not going to win it.
He comes in second.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think Willie Geist
hit it. I'd love to be wrong.
But. Willie Geist hit it. He had, Mendoza had another week to show everybody on the national stage. He was right. Every time he completed a pass, that's a Heisman moment. And then, again, I'm telling you, the third down pass to Charlie Becker out of Father Ryan sealed the deal for him, for Mendoza. And that's fine. We knew this. And, you know, we had people calling like, well, he won't win it because of antics off the field. That has nothing to do. Did you see this, that he went out yesterday before he left and visited the Special Olympics?
Love it.
And the comments from people, like, it's too late to change your image. You're not going to win the Heisman for this. They didn't know. The Heisman vote's supposed to be in, I think, Sunday.
Yeah.
And so it's not like you're going out there and like, oh, wait. He visits Special Olympics. Let me change my vote real quick.
Man,
get out of here.
And here's the problem. There are people, and most of you are cheer for a team in Knoxville, and that's fine. I'm not faulting you for that. But don't disparage the young man for, you know, having a personality and maybe not being this straight, lace, blue, you know, white collar, wears a tie. Like, he is who he is and has his personality. You know, like, we had a texter earlier that was like, this is boring to continue to talk about him. Well, you're clearly not a fan, and that's fine. But, you know, a majority of people that are listening are pulling for him.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, we air their games and all of that. So, just, if he wins it, he wins it. Don't disparage the young man. You, like, be happy for him.
I just hope he would have won it that way for some of my really close Tennessee friends that are rabid ball fans. I can say, hey, look who won the Heisman, and you have nobody that's won the Heisman. That just gets him going. But he'll come in second tomorrow night, and that's fine. I mean, you proved it. You're on the stage. You're up there in New York City right now, and go out and win your bowl game. Go out and be 11-2 and be happy about it, and that's all you can do. And then what happens after that happens after that.
Yep.
Can't control that.
Yep. 100% agree. Titans head to San Francisco on Sunday. I believe the 49ers are, last I looked, were a 12.5-point favorite. Again, I don't really look at – you obviously want to win the game, but right now this team just needs to show signs of improvement, and they have played better at times. They were able to put it all together last week. They beat Cleveland at Cleveland, put up 31 points. Can they do something like that again? Because I think San Francisco is obviously a lot better than them and is a playoff team right now.
Yeah, right.
But they're not without their warts as well.
One of the things I hate in sports, again, with cliches, is like, well, we need a springboard in the next season.
Yeah.
Nobody remembers your last two games, your last three. Nobody remembers how you finished the season. They don't. We don't remember this. How'd they finish last year? We don't remember. 23. We don't remember this stuff. So just, you know, finish out the games you got, try to win those games, and then focus on 26. You're not getting a springboard if you win these next four games. It doesn't work that way. So go out, win the game, beat San Francisco. You got Kansas City next week here. You could ruin their season too. Saints come to town after that, and then you got to go to the Jaguars in January. So just win the games, go out and have fun, and then we focus on 26.
Yeah, and look, if you get the first pick, great. If you're picking top five, great. It doesn't matter. If you do it right, and Borgonzi and his staff know what they're doing, they'll get a good player.
Texans turn around fast.
Yeah, sure.
The Rams.
I mean, look, I'd love a scenario where they got the number one pick again and they can trade that for more draft capital.
Right.
That'd be great. But, you know, I don't buy into this whole, like, well, they shouldn't win these games. They need to suck.
Well, I was reading a report today about, could the Titans draft Mendoza? Everybody's like, no. And then you're like, all right, no team is drafted at number one quarterbacks back-to-back, right? But a team has.
Arizona did it with
– number one overall.
I believe they were number one overall.
They were seventh. They did Josh Rosen in 18 and then Kyler Murray in 19. They went the 7th or 8th pick in the draft. That was, they brought that topic up today.
Yeah, because Kyler was number one. Kyler was number one.
Draft choice?
Yeah.
For the Cardinals, yeah, not overall.
No, he was number – that 2019 draft here, I thought he was the number one overall pick.
Double check. I don't – they were saying that they took Rosen and they took Kyler Murray the next year. I may be wrong.
Man, I got to look it up now, man.
Kyler Murray was first overall.
Thank you.
In 19.
Yeah.
But they took Rosen the year before.
Correct.
At like 7th or 8th?
Yes. Okay. He was 10th.
10th.
Yeah.
So there's a precedent there.
Baker was the number one the year over.
Yeah. But overall, number one to number one,
right,
that's never happened.
Right.
So, I mean, if they feel that Cam Ward's not, can you imagine? Can you imagine
I'll take the outcry? I will take it a step further. Could you imagine if they said, you know what, we just liked him, we're going to take him. This is an open competition between Mendoza, Ward, and Levis.
Love it. The chaos that would ensue would be absolutely wonderful. It would be. It'd be like the Browns this year with all their 19 quarterbacks. Have all those guys going at it. But if it did, my goodness, because – Mendoza's moving up the charts really, really, really fast. And he'll be probably a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yep. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll talk to Michelle Kennedy, the president and COO of the Nashville Predators. That is all ahead live from Duncan in Mount Juliet, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Here on this Friday, Predators win last night 7-2 at Bridgestone Arena. And it always on Fridays at 2:30, we're pleased to be joined by a member of the front office. Michelle Kennedy joins us now, Madam President and the COO of the Predators. Michelle, that was fun last night.
It sure was. 7-2, four goals by Stammer. It was the place was buzzing. The guys were buzzing. I like this latest trend that we're on. Six of the last eight we won. I'm hoping for some more of that in my stocking for Christmas.
Yes, and we talked to Stammer earlier today, who, of course, was professional as always, but I think he enjoyed that one a little bit last night, and he certainly deserved to do so.
He sure did. You know, it was after the game, coach's comments about him, I think, got us all a little bit misty-eyed. He was just so, what he said was so on point. I mean, Steven has been a consummate professional. He hasn't had the season or really the tenure here yet that we all hoped or he had hoped, but he has been great in the locker room. He's been the same guy after a bad couple of games as he is after a four-goal game, and just shows what a consummate professional and one-of-a-kind that he is. So I think, you know, all those young guys on our roster who are starting to get names of their own, love being a part of that with him, and I think everybody was universally happy to see him have a really great night like that. And we all hope for a lot more of those in Stammer's future.
So March 2nd, you all working with the NHL announced that that game is going to go from a 7 o'clock puck drop to a 1 o'clock puck drop against the Red Wings. And it's to put you more on an international stage, allowing that broadcast to be in prime time across Europe. So once again, the Predators very popular across the season in Europe, and I know you were excited to do this.
Yeah, we are. You know, we're trying to become international darlings. We spent some time over in Sweden, had a great experience, and you know, this international impetus is something that the league is really focused on. And when they asked us if we'd be interested in doing it, we were thrilled. You know, I mean, it's no secret in the world of hockey, we do things a little bit differently, and this is another great opportunity for us to show the international hockey world that Nashville is a great place, that we can drive at 1 o'clock on a weekday afternoon. We will have more fun and more people in this building than most do for a Saturday 7 o'clock game. And we hope, I mean, this is not, you know, nothing we've talked to the NHL about yet, but if this were to become an annual tradition, we'd love it. You know, if you think about Major League Baseball has a ton of weekday matinee games. Think about March Madness. They kick off on a week. And we would love to create something that is a recurring theme in Smashville, because I think it'll give a lot of people an opportunity to consume a game in a different way than they have in the past, and we're excited about it.
I love it. Michelle Kennedy's with it. Michelle, also, that gives Chase and I a day off because that game's on a Monday. So thank you.
That's right. And you know what we're doing? We're issuing to everybody in Smashville what we're calling PTO. Everybody gets PTO, but it's Preds time off. Everybody needs to take some PTO to come out here and catch some matinee hockey. You know, I hope that, you know, we're talking to a lot of our partners. It gives local businesses a chance to catch a day game with their employees and colleagues, and we'll have some great ticket packages to incent people to do that. You know, we're going to have some other incentives. We'll have some food and beverage specials. First 10,000 fans will receive a Preds-branded baseball jersey. It's part of that Smashville Sports Series that we have. So it's going to be fun. You know, something that a lot of teams probably would have passed on, we were really excited about, because it's just our chance to do something our way, a little bit differently, and to show people how fun something a little out of the ordinary can be.
I love it. I know it's still a week away, but, I mean, look, next weekend you have Toronto coming to town. So all of Canada is going to be focused on Nashville. And then next Sunday the New York Rangers come to town. I can't think of a better back-to-back hockey weekend ever for the Nashville Predators the next weekend with Toronto and the Rangers. You got us. I know it's still a week out, Michelle, but that's great. I'd be over the moon excited already about that.
Yeah, it is a great back-to-back to sort of send us into a little bit of a Christmas respite, at least for home games. And, you know, in the spirit of giving, as this is the season, we're going to be giving the first 10,000 fans of the Toronto game an ugly sweater. And ooh, the first 10,000 fans coming to the New York Rangers game will receive a beanie. So if you want to get ready for your holiday party on the 22nd, come on the 20th and get yourself a sweater. 21st and get yourself a beanie. And you are ready for the rest of the Christmas season.
Oh, I love it. That's so good. Really, if you're even the smallest of a hockey fan or a sports fan, that's a great – two blue bloods coming in the Bridgestone back-to-back is wonderful. Great job.
Yes, they'll be very satisfying wins when we get them.
Yes.
Michelle Kennedy is with us. Are you going to Nate Bargatze this weekend?
I am. We're smiling today because we had a great game last night, and we're going to keep laughing through the weekend. We've got Nate here for three shows. He'll be here tonight to kick it off. We've got one tomorrow afternoon and one tomorrow night. We have sold nearly 50,000 tickets. And, you know, the odds makers are looking at whether we're going to break another attendance record tonight or tomorrow night.
Well, that would be awesome to do that. Is he required to wear Preds gold, or do you just kind of leave that up to him?
We're going to leave it up to him, but he's a smart man. He knows that he needs to. He knows that Diego is on the big stage on Saturday, and that we need to send some. We need to anchor down and send some Commodore love that way. So I would be shocked if we didn't see. I did not get to approve his wardrobe, but I'd be shocked if we don't see some indication of Vanderbilt and what he's wearing.
Absolutely. So I'm curious about this. All right, there's a show at 3:01 at 7. How quick do you need the turnaround? Right? I mean, you got to take the cleaning crew in there and clean out my popcorn at 3 o'clock. And then, I mean, I find how hard you guys work fascinating, Michelle.
We are old pros at this, Joe. This is like worlds of time. If you think about SEC and the brushback between those sessions, sometimes we have 10 or 15 minutes to get this place clean, and we'll do it again. This is all in a day's work here at Bridgestone Arena.
I love it. You guys do such a great job. Now, you're right. The SEC is a testament to hard work, dedication, commitment for cleaning that stuff out and looking, making it like it's brand new. So that's wonderful.
It's going to be fun. We look forward to this weekend, all of next week. We are going to go into the holiday respite on a high, and can't wait for the next few days.
No doubt. Michelle, appreciate it as always for all you do and having fun with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys. I hope to see you around the arena before the holidays, but if not, happy holidays, my friends.
Yep, you too. Thank you, Michelle. Michelle Kennedy, the president and COO of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program.
Hey, North Carolina, Bill Belichick just fired his offensive coordinator, Freddie Kitchens, and special teams coordinator, Mike Pfeiffer, it looks like, will not return next season. So
they're really going to run this back with him.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, it was an abject disaster.
I still wonder if he might look around and see – Because, like, you look at some NFL jobs. Like, I think – now, I don't know if you watched last night. I was shocked Atlanta came back and won. So, I actually think both of those coaches might be in trouble because the Bucs had a stranglehold on that division. It's gone the wrong way. Carolina could sneak up there and win that division and make the playoffs because they've played well. So I could see Raheem Morris and Todd Bowles
goodbye
being gone for Atlanta and Atlanta and Tampa Bay.
What about this? Stefanski gets fired.
Goes back to Cleveland, runs it back.
I mean, why not?
Full circle.
You got a quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as you people don't want to like or think Shador's no good, kid's got an arm. Pretty damn smart on the field. There's your quarterback. You got some talent up there.
That could be interesting.
I mean, great. What a great shot in the arm that'd be for Cleveland and Haslam and everybody.
And he does it perfectly because he could do that, and then Steve takes over North Carolina because that's in the contract.
God.
So his son becomes a head coach.
Ugh.
And Belichick returns to the NFL.
Just, I mean, it went as – is there – I know he's worth a couple hundred million, I get all that, but is there a more miserable-looking man on planet Earth than him? Do you see him at his girlfriend's
probably
cheerleading recital?
No.
Dr. Crane, I know you saw those pictures. He looked awful.
Which
like
pictures?
He'd rather be Bill Belichick at his girlfriend's cheerleading – she coaches a cheerleading squad there. They had a event in North Carolina, and he was in the crowd.
Bless his heart.
He looked absolutely – miserable, and I get he's worth a bunch of money. I get all that. And she's
get him a lazy boy and let him enjoy life,
right? Yeah. Isn't that,
but
isn't
no,
that,
I think it's his. I think it's his choice.
What was the thing we're laughing about with Saban when he was in his lazy boy?
Oh yeah,
his wife yelled at him.
Yeah, for his birthday, like sit up.
Saban's sitting in a lazy boy with the remote being control,
with the clicker being grandpa.
Yes,
which is great.
I'm like, that's what we want right there. That's
all right.
To get to that point.
Real quick, I'm going to name the team. You tell me fired or no.
Okay.
We know New England's good. Buffalo, even though they're down, they're
good.
Fine. Miami.
He's back.
I think he's back.
He's back.
Aaron Glenn with the Jets.
They gave him a vote of confidence. He's back.
I think he's back. Tomlin.
He's back.
I think it's his choice.
Yeah, but I think he's back.
His choice. John Harbaugh, I'd say yes.
Yep.
He's good. Zach Taylor, Cincinnati.
I think he's gone. I think it's a point now where it's like we need Burrow hates it there. If Burrow comes back, who knows?
Yeah.
He hates football now. I hate it for him.
Yeah, I could see that. Stefanski?
Gone.
Okay. We know the Titans' job is open. If the Colts don't make the playoffs and there's a collapse, is Steichen in trouble?
I think he's good.
You got three quarterbacks that got hurt.
That's right. I think he's good.
Denver's good. Chargers good. Andy Reid, it's up to him. Pete Carroll, one and done?
Goodbye. Terrible.
I wouldn't be shocked. Giants is already open. Dan Quinn.
He's back. They love
him. I think
him.
He's back. Yeah, quarterback was hurt.
Yep.
Dallas, I think he's good.
Oh, yeah.
Green Bay.
What's going on there? They're 9-3-1.
Yeah.
Who did he piss off?
I don't know. Kevin O'Connell with Minnesota.
He gets one more year.
I think he gets one more
year.
Yep. I mentioned Bowles, and so Tampa, Todd Bowles.
Could be. I mean, they're
Raheem Morris, Atlanta.
I think so.
I think he's out. Saints. Is that a one and done with Kellen Moore?
They beat Tampa. Tom Benson and that family don't like a lot of change.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And then Arizona, I can't even remember his name. I think he's fine.
He's gone, man. Yeah. I have no idea. Outta
so
here.
That's potentially one, two, three, four, five, with including the Titans, six, seven. There could be 7 to 8 jobs open.
So a quarter of the NFL.
Six to eight is where I'd put it.
Usually about the same, quarter of the NFL.
Yep, something like that. We'll come back with what day is it and celebrity birthdays. Chasing Big Joe live from Duncan in Mount Juliet. Again, you can come by and drop off some toys. Haley from 1029 The Buzz is going to be here. 2234 North Mount Juliet Road here in Mount Juliet, 1025 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 1025 The Game here on this Friday, wrapping up this week at our toy drive. Shout out to Christy from our sales staff for stopping by. And all of you that have brought toys. I mean, we got two bags full, the bins full. We got them under the tree now. It's I mean, great. This is fantastic.
And our man
this
Doug is back with Doug's more. Here. Doug, all right. No, Doug, be quiet. I'm off.
Doug rocking Doug's the Nashville working. Super Speedway hat. I like that. So shout out. That's where you work there?
Doug nice. Works there.
Okay. I should know that.
You should know that.
What do you do?
Okay. Yeah, nice.
He works nice. Hard.
He does.
Not sure what all he does over there, but he works hard for the money.
He sure does. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays.
All right. We have, let's see, Gingerbread House Day today. How about oh, nice. That? Yes. Shout out to Gingerbread Houses. Yeah. Let's see. International Sound Check Day is today.
1, 2, 3.
Yep, every day. National 12-Hour Fresh Breath Day. So that's something people should do. Brush your teeth. National Poinsettia Day is today. National Salesperson Day. Official
hey,
Austin.
Kirstie and the rest of our
hey, hold on. I'm sorry. Is it poinsettia or poinsettia? Is there a T in there?
Poinsettia. There's no T after the point. Well, I don't know who says that.
Or poinsettia.
Or poinsettia. Yeah. How did we say it properly?
I'd say from my perspective, it's poinsettia, but if you want to say poinsettia, that's fine. I don't care.
I have no idea. I just asking.
It's like tomato, tomato. That's what I assume. Okay. Let's see. National Ambrosia Day. That's a little southern dish. Festival of Unmentionable Thoughts, also known as Taboo Day. So,
okay.
And then to wrap it up, we have National Ding-a-ling Day. So there you go. No comments on that one.
So just make it National Chuck Berry Day. Well, there's – can you do that, Nick, for us?
Sure.
Well, yeah, we could do that. All right, celebrity birthdays.
Nick doesn't care.
No, he doesn't.
Obviously, you don't care either.
I
all
do.
Right, I care about it. All right, here we go. Celebrity birthdays, get these within two. Chase, you go first today. How old is Bob Pettit, basketball player Bob Pettit?
74.
77.
93.
Cool.
Dr. Crane, how old is Emerson Fittipaldi?
Sounds like a fellow Paisano. I'm going to go 62.
He's a race car driver, right?
Yes.
I should know
IndyCar.
This.
Car.
Yeah. I can't remember if he's the
Fittipaldi
grandfather or the one that's racing now.
Pretty sure it is. It's not like, you know, Smith.
Yeah. 77.
79. Chase on the board. 1-0. Chase, you're up now. Kathy Rigby. Do you know what she's famous for? Two things.
Sure don't.
Gymnast and tampon commercials.
Okay. 57.
50.
73. Dr. Crane. Tennis player Tracy Austin.
49.
61.
63. Chaser up 2-0. Next one of my all-time favorite football receivers because of fantasy football, the great Haywood Jeffries' birthday is today. Chase, how old's Haywood Jeffries?
Former Oiler. Right?
Yes. Run and shoot.
I'm going to say 63.
67.
61. 3-0. I like this little slow beat down. Dr. Crane, Hall of Fame defensive tackle John Randolph, the Minnesota Vikings.
60.
That's what I was going to say. 57.
58. 4-0, Chaser. Loving it. Chase, actress Jennifer Connelly.
42.
44.
55. Dr. Crane, Blossom, Mian Bialik.
All right.
My
it's okay. No, don't hurt yourself, Joe. You're good. I'm going to go
53.
50. Jason McCabe, how old's Dionne Warwick? She knows the way to San Jose.
62.
60.
83. Dr. Crane, oh, one of the great drummers of all time. Sheila E. How old is Sheila E., Dr. Crane?
Sheila E. is... 71.
57.
68. Chase.
Drummer for who?
Sheila E. Prince Sheila E.
Oh, yeah.
The Wonderful Life. Yeah. The Glamorous Life.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Chase, how is Eric Schenkman? He's a lead guitar player for the Spin Doctors.
60.
How would you say?
61.
He's 62. Okay. That's a Chaser special. 5-0. Loving the beatdown. Last birthday, how old is? Let's see here. Boy, a lot of people I've never heard of. How old is, man, how old's actor Dwayne Chase? He was in the Sound. Oh, Dwayne Chase. He was in the Sound of Music. Dr. Crane, you go first.
Sound of Music? I'm going to go, oh, boy, 81.
80.
75. With that, it ends. Shutout on a Friday. You got Greg Maddox, man.
I did.
That's what I try to do. All right, we are starting our 12 days of Christmas with a Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa. So, caller number, Joe, you decide.
5.
Caller number 5 at 615-737-1025. You'll win a $100 gift card for a Moments Peace located at 9050 Carruthers Parkway in Franklin. You will also be qualified to win the grand prize of a $1,000 Genesis Diamonds gift card. So, 615-737-1025, caller number 5. That's how we end the show.
Love it. Caller 5. Again, our message, it's a Friday. Hey, this weekend, go out and do something special for yourself. It's not selfish. It's deserving. You work hard. It's some days you have a rough day, and you need to reward yourself, all right? So make it about you. It's not selfish. It's deserving. We tell you all the time to keep asking God for opportunities. Find the gratitude in life. If you need to talk to somebody, please reach out and talk to us. Again, I tell you, you are powerful. You are absolutely powerful. And there are people in this world, when they think about you, they smile. You light up a room when you walk in there. Please know that. Please know how special you are, how much we love you. And more importantly, more than anything else in this world, know that God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. Have a great, safe weekend. Diego, we're cheering for you.
Come on, baby.
We hope it happens. I mean, it would be so cool. As a Vanderbilt fan and obviously as the station that carries the games, it would be awesome to be able to say the Heisman Trophy winner from Vanderbilt, Diego Pavia. But we will see Army-Navy's tomorrow too, right?
It is.
Yep, so that'll be fun watching that. And also the Titans in San Francisco. It's a full sports weekend as well. But I appreciate Duncan for having us at their different locations this week. Again, if you're out in the Mount Juliet area, a lot of you have come by. Haley from The Buzz will be here until 6 o'clock, so you can still come by and drop off some toys or go to thegamenashville.com/toy for more information on that. But that is going to do it for us. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. DVD coming your way next here on 102.5 The Game.